Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Shay. How can I help you?
Hi, Shay. This is Emily over at Capital One on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Oh, that's good to hear. So I have a mutual customer of ours on the line with us, Mrs. Stern, and she had signed up for a deal where I believe you pay shipping and get a fitness tracker, and she didn't sign up for anything else, and now she's being sent earbuds or something, and she's been charged $70. We're trying to make sure that whatever she has signed up for is canceled out and see if we can get a refund for this, because she's willing to send everything back. I do have her on the line here with us, so she can give you her information so you can pull up her account.
Okay.
What information do you need from me? My name is Jean Stern, S-T-E-R-N. My zip code is 08080. My address is 2 Ashley Road, Sewell, New Jersey.
Wait one moment, ma'am. Just wait one moment.
It's funny, the rhythm of your zip code reminds me of a song.
Oh.
the chorus of it went, oh-wee-oh-wee-oh, but yeah, not
oh-wait-oh-wait-oh-wait. Yes, yes. I remember
Jungle Love, yeah, Morris Day and the Time.
I think we're dating ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, can I get your phone number? My phone number is
856-371-4289.
What's your zip code?
I'm sorry?
Your zip code.
My zip code is 08080. Yes.
And what's the first and last name?
Jean, J-E-A-N, Stern,
okay, thank you for that. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
2 Ashley Road, Sewell, New Jersey.
Okay, thank you for that. So looking at your account, it looks like you already called in earlier today and they explained to you that they weren't doing refunds because you cannot send the product back due to COVID-19, so they're not accepting returns.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They explained to her when she called in earlier today that they could not return. She could not return the product due to COVID-19. We do not accept returns at the moment, so she would not be able to return the product for a refund. They explained that to her when she called in earlier today.
Okay, where was that written prior? Like, is that somewhere that's supposed to be obvious?
Ma'am, in the terms and conditions that you agreed to trying these pods and watch 14 days, and you agreed to pay
a
full price.
Well, I didn't agree to any terms
that
and conditions.
If you did not cancel them within the
14
days.
That's why I'm asking questions.
We did not call to cancel
was...
the 14-day trial. Ms. Stern, you were billed full price for the watch. They explained all of that to you when you called in the first time today.
Okay, so
and
bank again
you.
Here. Where was that listed that any of that
was said?
It was
in the terms
and
conditions
said.
On the shipping page. We get to just shipping information.
On my shipping information, not when I ordered
no,
it.
No, it was listed on the shipping page where you entered your shipping information. It was also listed
no,
on the page where you entered your credit card information.
No, it did not.
Yes, ma'am, and I can give you the address, the website.
No,
conditions. Has it been canceled? Like, has your membership been
it was
cleared
not a,
out?
It's not a membership, ma'am. It's a 14-day trial to try the watch, and if she don't cancel, right, she'd be a full price.
To try the watch, sure. But why was she then sent earbuds and charged again?
Ma'am, this is her order. She placed the order online herself. So we don't take orders. That's why we don't take orders over the phone. So she ordered the Vibe watch and the pods. It was delivered to her address. She did. She agreed to the 14-day trial, but she did not cancel the 14-day trial. She was billed full price for the watch.
I did not order the pods. It automatically came on my charge card on the bill at the very end, and I couldn't get rid of it.
Okay, ma'am, you ordered the products. It says you ordered both of them on March the 13th.
And the thing for $11.94.
Yes, ma'am. So if you didn't order those pies, you could have called in the day that the order processed.
There was no phone number to call. There was no phone number to call.
Ma'am, the phone number was on the website. I can give you the website, and you can go see everything that I'm telling you for yourself. All of our information is on our website when you place the order.
There was no website. It disappeared. There was no website.
Okay, so are we able to talk to somebody who can get us a return, perhaps a supervisor?
We're not accepting returns, ma'am, so they are going to tell you the same thing, that we're not accepting returns.
Okay, that's great, but can we speak with them?
That's fine. Just give me one moment.
Thank you. They're very frustrating.
Here. Well, hopefully we can find out what's going on and just make sure that you don't have any kind of continuing membership or anything taken care of.
Thank you.
That's one of the main things
And you know, they could mail anything they want out to me now that shows that it has fine print, but it did not when I'm very, very careful about that now, because I got burned once with some cosmetic. And this was maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, with some cosmetic that it was a recurring charge, that they will keep on mailing it to you unless you cancel within a certain time, wouldn't accept anything back. And I wound up paying something like $300 for all of this rejuvenating cream or something that I didn't even want.
Oh, my stars.
It made me break out in pimples the first time. And an adult with pimples is not a good sight.
Believe you me, I'm still living it. I still have breakouts. It's ridiculous. Like, I thought supposed to be one of the perks of being older, is I didn't have to deal with this mess, but...
As long as I just wash my face. I didn't have acne as a kid either. So I was blessed with good skin. The only time, if I don't wash my face every day, or if I go on a New York subway,
oh goodness,
I would come home. Oh yeah, because it's very dirty. The air is just very dirty. So or if I go in a very dusty place.
Yeah, dust always gets me, but pollen gets me faster.
Oh yeah, I'm highly allergic to, yes.
Oak pollen just loves to hate on me.
Yeah, yeah.
And pine pollen, it just gets to be so much that it's just like, okay, I give.
Yeah, I'm worst in the for the pollen and stuff in the fall, and I think it has to do with mold as well. With the leaves, with the mold.
Yeah, probably.
So, so that really bothers me. You know, the forced air heat throughout the whole entire winter is really bad. So, always coughing or dry nose or, it's abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
it's
live
not
in
one thing,
home.
It's another.
Yes, definitely. So I'm really careful. So what I was trying to say is I'm really careful about orders that are recurring orders, mm-hmm. or a trial period. And the way they sent this out was via a text message first, saying, you have been chosen to receive this watch for just the shipping costs, and it didn't say anything. Nowhere did it say. Now, whether it said it on multiple pages after that, but not telling you to go look after it. But it was never there, never saw it. Otherwise, I would never have ordered this. My boyfriend says it's a piece of junk as well. So thanks for giving it to him.
What a goofball. I actually got something from Amazon not too long ago as far as